AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A year from now, thousands of athletes will compete in the first Olympics staged in South America. But some swim and boat events will take place in waters so badly polluted by human waste, they'd be closed to the public in parts of the U.S. or Europe. That's what an Associated Press analysis of water quality has found. The coach of the Austrian sailing team has found the water for boating events at the Brazil Olympics to be very contaminated.
This is by far the worst water quality we've ever seen in our sailing careers.
Some competitors training in Rio have already fallen ill with fevers, vomiting, and diarrhea. In California, beachgoers have been warned to avoid tar balls along the Santa Barbara shoreline as the Coast Guard tries to learn the source of a mysterious miles-long oil slick that floated up 1,000 yards from the sand. Lieutenant Jeremy Maginot.
If we can identify the source, you know, then we have an opportunity to hold a responsible party accountable or to determine if it's just a natural seepage event.
Part of the mystery of what happened to a Malaysia Airlines jetliner that went missing last year may be solved, with air safety investigators confident that debris found in the Indian Ocean is a wing part unique to the Boeing 777.
This is the first break, the first big break in what has become one of aviation's great mysteries, which is what happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It just simply disappeared with more than 200 people on board. It's been more than a year since any sign of the plane has been confirmed.
AP correspondent Joan Lowy. Crowd of protesters turned up outside the office of Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer, who killed a protected lion in Zimbabwe.
No excuse for animal abuse!
Palmer has advised his patients to seek dental care elsewhere since he's become a target of outrage around the world. This is AP Radio News. Senate Republicans want the National Institutes of Health to appoint a panel of medical and ethical experts to review the issue of fetal tissue research. The AP's Alan Fram reports.
They've not proposed a study of Planned Parenthood's procedures. They want a much broader look at the whole field of fetal tissue research, which they think the public could benefit from because it's so little known.
When President Johnson signed Medicare and Medicaid into law on July 30, 1965, roughly half of Americans 65 and older had no health insurance. The AP's Ross Simpson reports the long-range solvency of both programs on their 50th anniversary remains cloudy.
Experts say a mix of tax increases, benefit cuts, and reductions in payments to service providers will be needed sooner or later. The longer policymakers wait, they say, the more gut-wrenching the changes will be.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.